stories on Arizona's news station, KTAR News.
With two losses in Denver, including on Monday night.
The final score, Nuggets win 97-87.
The Phoenix Suns have their backs up against the wall as they host the Nuggets for Game 3 of their playoff series tonight in downtown Phoenix. And yeah, Vince Murata of Bickley and Murata on Arizona Sports, who is also the Suns PA announcer at Footprint Center, joins us now to talk about the position the Suns are in. Vince, this is the moment where you realize, I think Sharp wanted to be a sports guy, because I looked it up and no NBA team has ever come back to win a playoff series that they lost the first three games of. So it really is do or die tonight.
Yeah, it is. There's no two ways about it. The Suns had a goal. And anytime you're the team without home court advantage, Jim, your goal is to go on the road and win at least one of those games. Didn't happen. Probably should have happened Monday night. A little bit of a flame out in the fourth quarter by the Suns and a Herculean effort by Nikola Jokic from Denver. So, yeah, you got to win tonight. You got to win on Sunday. And then we got ourselves a series.
Yeah, that would be nice. By the way, I did really look it up. 1951, the Knicks were down 0-3 to the Rochester Royals.
Wow.
And they actually battled back to be a 3-3 tie in that series, but ultimately lost to the Rochester Royals. So you got no Chris Paul tonight. How bad does that hurt the Suns? And will he be back for Sunday?
It's not good for the Suns. Chris Paul is still, he's not the same player he was when he arrived in Phoenix two seasons ago. There's no doubt about that. But he's still a very important piece to what they're doing. I think if he stays healthy in game two on Monday, they win that game. So I think the biggest problem is, and maybe you don't even want me to go down this road,
okay,
is that the Suns didn't really do much to bolster their point guard position at the trade deadline for the third straight year. And now they might feel the effects of that. So Cameron Payne will get called on tonight, probably to start. And he's got a little bit of a checkered past playoff wise for the Suns. He's had great moments. He's not so great moments. I don't think we'll see Chris Paul, for the rest of this series, quite honestly.
Speaking of campaign, he wants to see an energized crowd at Footprint Center. He says, how much of a role does the crowd play in the Suns' success?
It can play a big role, in my opinion, Jamie. But it also can't be an independent thing. It has to be in unison with what's going on the court.
Right.
I mean, we're all humans. The fan base is all made up of human beings. And if they come out with all the energy in the world and the Suns don't, it's not going to matter. So you got to have both sides kind of lifting each other up. But yeah. I expect the energy to be off the charts tonight, because this is a position this iteration of the Suns has never seen. In the last 3 years in the playoffs, they've never been down 0-2 before. So
yeah, are
you excited?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. It's going to be it'll be a lot of fun. I just hope it's fun with the score higher for the Suns at the end. All right. So if and we're not hoping this, of course, if the Suns lose tonight, do you think it's really over for them?
Yeah. I mean, you did the research.
Yeah.
Coming back 0-3, you'd have to win four straight games.
But they're not having to overcome the Rochester Royals, though, either.
I don't want to go down that road. Let's concentrate on game three.
Okay.
The Suns' victory tonight. And
yes.
I think that changes the complexion of the series a great deal, too, if the Suns can pull this off. But, you know, they're going to need more from Devin Booker and Kevin Durant, specifically Kevin Durant, who had a real rough shooting night on Monday.
Yeah. Was it just not his night, and it's not something we should be worried about? Or is this the beginning of a trend for
him?
No,
I don't think it's a trend at all. It's basketball can be a strange game. Sometimes the ball doesn't go in the hoop. And Kevin Durant talked about it after the game and said, look, it felt great coming out of my hands. He shot the ball a lot. He just didn't make a lot. And I'd be based on his track record, his efficiency. Again, he set efficiency records this year shooting the basketball. I'd be willing to bet on Kevin Durant tonight.
And despite what Jamie thought about what she saw in Saturday's game, they actually do aim for the basket.
No. They just throw it in that direction. At least they did Saturday.
All right. We're going to all be watching and listening tonight. The Phoenix Suns down 0-2 to the Denver Nuggets. Come home and hope to get a win so they don't end up down 0-3.
Here, let's make plans, okay? Let's just put this out in the universe. I will join you guys at 5:12 on Monday morning to talk about a 2-2 series.
Yes.
I love it.
All right. Perfect. All right. So
it's a date.
We've officially booked you now, so you have to be here. And the Suns have to come through so that you can officially be here.
But only if it's 2-2.
Right, exactly. All right, it's 5:18 now at KTAR, and time to check.